I love Tungapa. I've lived here all my life, and I would just like to see Tungapa given the international recognition that it deserves. We've been in preparations for this for quite some time. This is our 9th year of organising. But this adds up to a lot of experience, and we've had plenty.
Have you got someone in mind to be the star of your opening ceremony?
I'm hoping to recruit my sister.
Bit of a singer?
Yes. Though we're heading to Stadium Tungapa, or what will be the location of Stadium Tungapa. In fact, this will be the centre point of the bid.
Why should Tungapa host the 2016 Olympic Games?
Well, I'm surprised you have to ask, to be perfectly honest. I mean, look around. Isn't this the ideal location for any Olympic bid?
Well, Tom, not to put a dampener on things, but what we're looking at the moment is a lot of green grass and trees. There's a lot of work to be done in the next 8 or so years.
Well, that would be your opinion. We personally can't see too much wrong with the place.
As any Brisbane local would know, at certain times of the year, the plovers can be particularly vicious. We've just had a pair fly over us now. I'm surprised we've all still got our eyeballs in place. What are you going to do to stop the plovers bomb diving?
There has been some suggestion that we could in fact hold the shooting right here, the shooting events, and let the problem take care of itself.
David, you're in charge of amenities. Talk us through what sorts of things are already up and running.
We've got public toilets and we've got barbecues all around the place.
Certainly a very well-known fact that barbecues and public toilets are the key to a good Olympic Games.
We basically are just upping the scale of things. Lots more barbecues, lots more public toilets.
Australia score! Misses! Australia win the bronze medal!
Have you got a spot picked out for the athletes' village?
There's a caravan park nearby. We're hoping to utilise that. And I think you could probably pitch some tents over there.
Where? In the distance behind that picnic table and shed?
That's right, yes.
I know it's a delicate subject for you, but what actually did go wrong with the previous bids?
I don't think it's fair to place the finger of blame at any one individual or media outlet.
Come on, let's do it.
Well, Spencer Howson of the ABC certainly played his part. I know he cast a number of aspersions on us, and our bid was mired with baseless accusations of corruption from Spencer. He at one point accused me of trying to organise the Olympic Games to improve the value of my own house.
I think Spencer's ready to come on board, though.
You're either for this bid or you're not.
What about some of the sports that require specific state-of-the-art facilities? Where are those things going to go?
Well, as for the aquatic events, Bulimba Creek is nearby. We're also hoping to have some sailing in the lake at Menimpi Parklands, which is not far from here.
The Tungapa Hotel has been recently upgraded, and where we previously thought that it might be a venue for boxing, we're pretty sure that we can probably get a lot of gymnastics and archery going there as well now.
Well, your determination, gents, is something to be admired, something to be feared. Will you rest until Tungapa has hosted an Olympic Games?
No, I shouldn't think so. Each time our bid is unsuccessful, it only hardens our resolve to bring the Games to Tungapa.
We've recently commissioned the second Gateway Bridge, which I think will give us the scalability to bring more people than ever before to this glorious suburb.
So those tunnels going under the city, you're doing?
Naturally.
Gentlemen, thank you for the tour today. I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
And Australia has got the gold medal!